Okay, so let's review, go over what we did yesterday and see if we get it better. So the basic problem was like this. Rava was suggesting, in order to answer a stira in the Gemara, whatever. Let me just think, how do I want to do this? Okay, let's just take the simplest problem. Okay, if you have an animal which has a hole in its heart, okay, a hole in its heart, it's a trefa. Okay, it's going to die. It's a trefa. Okay? It's a trefa. You're never going to be allowed to eat that animal. It's a sickly animal. It's going to die. It's omed to die. It's going to be a trefa. There's no way to make that kosher. But if you slaughter it, if you do shechita kshera to it, then it's not kosher to eat, but it's not a nevela. It's just a trefa. And it's not going to become tame. Because tuma is an animal which is killed not through shechita. Or through a pasul shechita, but there's nothing wrong with the shechita. It's a perfectly fine shechita. Just the animal is not kosher because it's a sickly animal, a dead, dying animal, and that creates an isra achila. But the method of killing it was shechita, perfectly fine. So therefore, vis-a-vis tumah and taira, that's not a nevela, right? And it's a trefa. A trefa is a metame. Good. But if we change the case slightly, and instead of it being a hole in the heart, it's a hole in the food pipe. Right? A hole in the food pipe, even the tiniest hole, makes it a trefa, it's gonna die. Or if it's not just a hole in the food pipe, but it's a majority cut in the windpipe, which also is gonna make it die. If I take that animal, that's a trefa, right? But if I slaughter that, then it's an avela. Then it's an avela. The shechita doesn't work for it, according to the way Rava is interpreting our Mishnah. Why not? Because we don't know why, but the little bit Rashi tells us is since Isra Makom Shechita Didei, since it's Shechita place, its simanim are Isra, are bad, are ruined, are made mortally wounded, so therefore, you can't do shechita on it. You cannot do shechita on it. And the shechita won't work on it. And if you do shechita, if you attempt to do shechita, it would be like you just killed it through some other method. It doesn't work. It doesn't machshir midei nevela. Okay? And the problem is, why not? It's not because the siman has a hole in it. Because a tiny hole in it, big deal. If the windpipe, for instance, has a tiny hole in it, you can still do shechita, because it's not a trefa. Windpipe could tolerate a little hole in it. So the fact that the food pipe has a tiny hole in it doesn't physically prevent you from doing shechita, from severing the pipe, because you can still sever the pipe. And the fact that it's going to die anyways seemingly doesn't do anything either, because if a hole in the heart, it's going to die anyways. But Baman is the animal's alive now. And now I'm killing it through doing shechita. So who cares if it's like gonna die through its simanim? So what? I'm not doing shechita. I'm doing shechita on an animal, and it's a living animal. It's apparently you see the fact that animal is gonna die doesn't ma'akev my ability to shechita on it. So why the fact that it's gonna die in the simanim does that ma'akev my ability to do shechita on the simanim? Because they're dying simanim, but simanim aren't dying. An animal is dying because of the simanim. But who cares? Why should the fact that it has whole, broken or ruined simanim be ma'akev me from doing shechita? In Rava's Havamina, he didn't hold this way. He held, no, as long as you do shechita, you're okay. Right? So this is the chiddush, though. The Rava has to adjust in order to resolve the contradiction between our Mishnah and the different Mishnah. Mishnah and Shefas. That was the problem we were grappling with yesterday. We suggested... like this, is that sishrita means killing the animal through destroying its semen in a very specific way. Specific way, I mean shrita. No psulim, no ashiya, drosa, grama, whatever. So shrita means killing the animal through destroying its semen. It's a certain kind of killing. Killing it through destroying its simanim in a specific tzura, samaisa. Okay? Fine. Now, what kills the animal? You always have to ask yourself, what did the animal get killed through cutting the simanim through ma'aseh shechita. Okay, is that what killed the animal? So if it has a hole in the heart, so it's gonna die from the hole in the heart. It's gonna. But it didn't. Before it did, I preempted, and I killed it, killed the animal, through destroying its simanim in a very specific way. Shechita. Kosher. Or not kosher, but not trefa. Not them. Right? But if the pipes were broken, mortally broken, the animal's in the middle of dying, right? It's omeh lamos, it's in the process of dying, although it's going to take a little bit, but it's basically, it's weakening, it's dying through the broken simanim. Now when I kill it through my shechita, now you have to ask, well, what killed the animal? So say, well, what killed the animal is the destroying of the simanim. What destroying of the simanim? The two-step destruction of the simanim. Step one, the hole in the simanim, which came about through a lion, whatever it is, which did it. Step two, the finishing touch of your slicing it with your shechita knife in the proper tzura. But now the killer is no longer exclusively the shechita. But it got killed through a continuous process of severing the pipes, of destroying the pipes, half of which was Tzura Shechita, half of which was some other Tzura, some other method of severing the pipes. But that's a psal. That's not Shechita. So basically it's saying is that once the Isra Makom Shechita Didei, once basically the process of killing it through pipe severing already begun once it got a deathly hole in the pipe. See if it gets a tiny hole in the windpipe and it will live like that forever. So the process of killing it hasn't begun. So then when I kill it and I take the shechita, that's it. That's the beginning and end of the whole thing. But if it already began dying through its pipe being severed, like a hole in the food pipe, so it's already dying. Now my shechita is now merely like the finishing blow, the finishing up of the process of dying through the pipes being severed. So he's saying, is that a psalm shechita? Because now it's not really dying exclusively through shechita, it's dying through some other method, which really is not shechita. That's like nevela. If it dies through a different method totally, that's nevela. So saying, even if it dies halfway, if partially through other method and partially through shechita, that's also nevela. Right? But this only works because the way my shechita is completing is on the simanim themselves, and it's completing that which already begun. It's Isra Makom Shechita. So my shechita is picking up where the previous process of trefa has begun. But if my shechita, the hole is in the heart, and now my shechita is on the pipes, so now I'm not continuing the process, I'm preventing the process of hole in the heart from killing it, and I'm initiating a new process, a totally different thing. I'm killing it through the pipes, but through shechita, so that's fine. There's two ways you could argue on this, okay? And it could be these Ravmina. Two different ways. One is, like Shmuel, you're suggesting, is that I could see looking at what killed it. Do you say that what killed it is the process of the simanim being destroyed, which is a two-part process? Or do you just say, no, is that the trefa in the simanim rendered it that it's gonna die? But now I am going and taking my knife and killing it, so it's like I am preventing that process from being realized, and I'm doing a different process. In other words, you could look at it as being two totally different things, and what killed it is my shechita knife. But you could say that's the question, is when I'm, my shechita is like a different physical action, but the death is through severing the simanim. And the simanim were already severed and were already in the process of deteriorating. So you could say, I'm simply continuing, although in action they're separated, but in effect, insofar as what I'm doing to the animal, I'm just continuing a process that's already begun. Or you could look at it now and say that, look, what the process is that was going to happen is true. They're both on the same pipe. But bottom line is that was a process which was naturally occurring, unfolding on its own. And I am coming along and doing a totally different action. And I don't know how to go further in that, but I think those are two legitimate ways to look at it. I'm not sure. It could be that's the switch, which he's based upon the Mishnah. Based upon the Mishnah, he's saying is no, that since the trefus is the haskalah of the Misa, it's a dying animal. That's what a trefah is. So you don't look at it, even though physically my slicing it is separate from that, but in effect, it's really just a continuation of the same thing. I mean, I think we're going to, as the sugya unfolds, I think we're going to get into this question a little bit more. Because we'll see, it may depend upon, we'll see in Reish Lakish, but it may depend upon whether my cut is physically continuing the cut, the hole that already existed, or it's physically separate from it. Right, that may be like a variable. Is it on a different part of the pipe, or is it in the same part? So this is part of what's being discussed. You know, so that's why it's not 100% clear. Like, I'm not saying that's not a way to look at it. I'm just saying this is also a way to look at it. You know, and I'm not sure exactly what it's contingent upon, but it's, you know, first step. You know what I mean? Another thing you could have said, which I don't know if you could argue on this, but you could say, look, it is a process. But bottom line is as long as the culmination of the process was shechita, so therefore it's okay. Just because you say that it's like, it's a two-step process doesn't necessarily mean that, I mean, I guess it probably does. I mean, look, because if you start with a psul shechita and then that gets into all those shaylos. Okay, if I start doing my shechita with a psul shechita and then I finish it up with it properly. So, I mean, that's all kinds of concepts, you know. There's sugyas about that. We did that. It's not so simple. It's Rishonim, it's Gemara. But I'm just saying that's another thing we're suggesting, positing this answer, is that once the death has mixed into it, shechita plus a different process, then that's not a kosher shechita. The kosher shechita has to be that this shechita alone is doing it, not that it's just finishing up a process of killing it, which is a non-shechita process. And you didn't kill it through shechita, then you killed it through a combo. So that's possible. So I'm saying is you could have argued, I don't know, you know, there could have been a hamina that wouldn't matter. As long as ultimately what killed it, what completed it, was the Maisa Shechita. Okay, so let's before we go from the Gemara, let's review the Gemara, the Cheshbon of the Gemara, and the Tosfos we'll get to, and hopefully we'll do the Gemara. Okay? So we'll have to follow the facts here. Okay? It's not that complicated, but we're going to have to stay focused. Okay, because there's like a little bit of a shakla diet. Okay, so pretty simply, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that if you kill the animal if you do shechita on one pipe and you sever the other pipe. Sever, I mean something non-shechita, whatever it is. Nikid, you push down, whatever, some other method which isn't shechita. So that's a nevela. Whether you first do shechita on one pipe and then mess up the shechita on the other pipe, that's clearly nevela. Or even if you first sever one pipe and then do shechita, because then you may argue is that since you first severed it, you just made it a nevela, like a puncture, like a trefa, like a puncture in the heart, a puncture in the pipe. And then you do a shechita on, let's say, in another place or whatever. So you might think that would be good because if I'm not messing up my shechita, I'm prior to my shechita making it a trefa, and then I'm doing a shechita. So, but our Mishnah is saying that doesn't matter. Either way, it's an avail. Okay, either way, it's an avail. If you have a cut on the thing, which is not shechita, whether the cut is prior to your shechita or after you start your shechita, either way, it's an avail. Okay? That's our mission. And we understand that so far, as we just talked about. Okay? That if there's a pie hole in the semen, so you can't do shechita. So either it will mess up the shechita if you make the hole after you started the shechita, or if it precedes the shechita, so now you're making the shechita impossible because it's already dying through the hole in the semen. Fine. Sounds good. Problem is, the Mishnah on Eilat Trefos seems to contradict this. Because the Mishnah on Eilat Trefos says it lists all the trefos. And in the list, you'll find a hole in the food pipe and a cut windpipe. So how exactly do you have a hole in the windpipe? Why don't you say a hole in the food pipe? A hole in the food pipe will make it impossible to do shechita on it. And therefore, it's not going to be a trefa, it's going to be an avela. Right? But our mission of that mission says Eilat Trefos. Eilat Trefos. Right? Okay. So which one is it? Is it an avela or is it a trefa? So our Gemara, I'm going to go to Tosis in a second, because you could say, well, maybe it's both. So Tosis is going to get to that, but hold off that question. Our Gemara ends up saying, no. Really, Rava, this is Rava, this is what we just did. Really, it's an Avela. The Mishnah there says, Elo Trefos. So he says, no, what it means is, Elo Trefos means Elo Asuros. These are all the things, the wounds in the animal, that make it Asur. Some of them are Nevela, some of them are Trefa. And when it said Trefos, it was Lavdafka. I think the Rashba says Trefa, like we use the word colloquially, to mean Tref, not kosher. So that's what it means. Elo Asuros, Trefa, it means, sometimes it means not good. These wounds make it not Asur to eat. Some of them Nevela, some of them Trefa. But our Mishnah tells us that if it's a hole in the pipe, then it's an avail. And this way, Rava sidesteps the whole contradiction. Okay? Basically, lav dafka. Take that Mishnah and change it. Basically. Okay? Fine. But Tosus asks, I don't get it. What was the whole problem in the first place? Why don't you say it's an avail? And there's also a trefa. Right? What's the whole question? Why is there a stira all of a sudden? Our Mishnah is discussing nevelos, and it's telling you that it's a nevela. It prevents you from being able to do shrita. That Mishnah is telling you it's a mortal wound. It's listing all the mortal wounds, and it's been nevela. It's a trefa. I'm sorry, ours is nevela. That's a trefa. What's the problem? Okay, so let's see our tosos. So it's lamed beis and aleph, the bottom tosos. The im tomar nei the nevela havia. It's true. It's a nevela. So why don't you say, look, when I sever the semen, not through shlita first, when I first pre-sever the semen, makes it a trefa, it's a mortal wound, right? It's going to die. So now, then what happens? Then I do shlita. I try to do shlita, but it's not a good shlita, so it's a nevela. According to Mishnah, fine, but it's also a trefa. Where does the trefas go? Why does the trefas disappear? So what's the kasha altogether? Like there's another case of Meskenas which seems the same way. That you could have both. Okay. Fine. And then I'm just going to skip this. But he goes on another Gemara, which you might think says that the Nevela removes Trefa, but it's not true. If you read the Gemara properly, you'll see it's not true. Something could be a Nevela and Trefa at the same time. Okay, there's no rule that when a thing becomes a nevela, the trefa disappears. Okay? There's no assumption like that. So if a thing is a trefa, let's say a thing gets a hole in its heart, and then I shoot it in its head, so it's a nevela and a trefa. I'll be chai for both. So since that's what Tosus holds, I don't know if anyone argues on that, but since that's what Tosus holds, so he's saying is, what's the steer altogether? Our Mishnah is saying that if it has a hole in the pipe, you can never do shlita on it. Try to do shlita, it's going to be nevela anyways. The Mishnah over there is talking about mortal wounds which are going to die. And a hole in the lung is one of those mortal wounds which is going to die, and that makes it a trefa. The minute it gets that wound, it's a trefa. It's not nevela yet, it's a trefa. So now the trefa doesn't disappear when I do shlita, or when I mess up my shlita. So what's the steer altogether? Right? What's the one I was bothered by in the first place? Right? So it's like, I kind of pushed us through not doing the Tosos, but without the Tosos kasha, it's like, this was nagging me the whole time when I was in the sugya until I realized the Tosos asks it. It's like, what's the whole Gemara? You don't get the steer on the Gemara. So the Tosos is asking the question. So the Tosos ends like this. Yesh lomar. And hopefully we can understand this. Maybe you guys can help me. Yesh lomar. The hachi parach. This is what the Gemara is asking. That if our Mishnah is correct, that Shlita can't work on this animal because its pipes are already severed, and we're saying it's already dying through its pipes. The Avila Nevela, and therefore it's going to be Nevela. Lo Havile Lemisne Elotrefos. The Mishnah shouldn't have classified it with Elotrefos. Ella have leila misne ve'ela nevelos. It should have said these wounds are nevelos. Shehu ikar ha'eser, because that's the main eser. Why is it listing it in elo trefa? Yes, it will be a trefa also. Yes, it could be both. But why should the Mishnah over there say Elotrephos? If it's telling you the status of these wounds, separate all of these two wounds and say when it's a wound in the pipes, it's an Avela. That's the Iker HaEsser. And tell me about the Iker HaEsser. Why are you telling me about the Tafel HaEsser, so to speak? Right? So the fact that the Mishnah over there says Elotrephos, it implies that it's only Trefa and not a Nevela. Not the Iker HaEsser, not a Nevela. Which is a stira to our Mishnah, which says there's a Nevela. The only problem, or something that has to be filled in Tosos, is what does he mean the Iker HaEsser? Right? What does that mean, the Iker HaEsser? Vim Tomar. Maybe he'll say, did not go to Iser Trefa. No, I'll tell you why it says Elu Trefos. The Ashmo'inan. To teach you, Shem Chotach Kizayas Basar Mechayim, the lucky Afnisham Trefa. Let's say you cut off at that moment while it's still alive. It's not an Avela yet. At that moment, it's only a Trefa. It has a mortal wound. It's going to die. If you cut off a piece of meat and you eat it, it's a Trefa. It's not an Avela yet. So, yes, once it dies, I understand. Then you'll tell me it's an Avela. But the Mishnah is trying to tell you, besides for making it impossible to do Shechita, it's also a mortal wound. And even if you don't do shechita, you just cut off a piece of flesh, it's still going to be a trefa. Right? So what's a gasha? Once again, v'yesh lomar, demas nisan de'ilu trefos mashem aleila achar shechita. Is the Mishnah there happens to be, it's not talking about before shechita. It's discussing what's the status of these animals after you do shechita and you find these wounds, these are trefos. The animals are chafing. Mingtoni Sefa, Kol She'en Kamoa Chaya. Lo Ketoni, Kol She'en Chaya. Kol She'en Kamoa means any time that something like this, does the trefa mean something where an animal like this would not have lived? I mean, would not have lived. Just say an animal like this won't continue to live. So it means it's talking about when you shecht it, you see your animal, your dead animal, you find this mortal wound, and it means what kind of wound? A wound which an animal, a living animal like this, would not have lived. But this is a dead animal. So the Mishnah there is contextually talking about a dead animal. That's usually when you find the trefos, after all. You know, it's hard to find them when it's still alive. You find them when it's dead. So it's discussing when it's a dead animal. So since it's discussing once it's already dead, so now, why are you telling me Elo trefos? These are nevela. Because the shechita didn't work on it. You try to do shechita, but it turns out this is at a hole in the pipe. It can't do a shechita to it. So therefore, it's an avela. So why does Mishnah say elu trefos? If not because it's telling you it's an avela trefa and not an avela. Right? And that's the Gemara's kasha. It's a stira. Our Mishnah says it's an avela. That Mishnah says that it's a trefa, implying it's not an avela. Sorry, I went out of order a little bit, but because this is the way Tosfos is explaining what's the Gemara's kasha. Because what was the kasha altogether?
Assuming that we
trefa means trefa. Trefa means trefa. Okay. Whoever heard of saying trefa means nevela? Trefa means trefa.
Right.
That's the Gemara's kasha. You read the Mishnah straight. That's why Mishnah. The Gemara start off just trying to read Mishnah straight.
Right.
So it says elu trefos. It means these are trefas, not nevelas.
Mm-hmm.
Kasha. Our Mishnah says it's a nevela.
Right.
So we have a problem. So Rava's answer is no. When it says Elo Trefos, it doesn't mean Elo Trefos. It means Elo Asuros.
But
it's Nevela. But Tosis is before. That's why I'm doing a little out of order. But yes. But my question now is, which is one thing I think we have to understand. Tosis is nice. I mean, he's filling in the Shagotai of the Gemara, right? But one thing, what does he mean, Shehu Ikar Eser? What does he mean by that? Why is he saying Shehu Ikar Eser? He's saying he should have said, if the Mishnah wanted to tell me one thing, I find this wounded animal. Find the animal, I do shechita, I find that it had a hole in its lung. Now you want to tell me what's its... Not a hole, not in its lung, hole in its pipes. You want to tell me what status is. He's saying, you should have told me, if it's both, nevela and trefa, you should have told me it's nevela. Because that's Ikar Eser. What does he mean? Why? Why is it Ikar Eser? So Levi say, I just want to say one thing, and then I think Levi's saying is also true. Maybe they're both true. He's just, on one hand, is... Practically, nevela is both asr to eat and it's tametame, and the trefa is only only asari, it's not metame. So therefore it would seem, I'm not sure if that's lashon of ikar, but it's like it's a more expansive isser. So if you want to know what's its status, I could totally encapsulate its status by saying the word nevela. By saying it's a treifa, I'm not fully describing the status, because I'm leaving out a detail. I'm leaving out a nevela is a double status, treifa is a single status. So yes, it's a nevela that I'll get two malgios for. Right? In terms of Isser, you tell me everything about it by saying nevela. Except that you will also get another malchus, because it's both. Right? But primarily, I told you everything about it. But by telling me the treifa, you're only telling me half the story. You're telling me one piece of the puzzle. So it's like, you want to know what the word nevela really is essentially. What is it? What is it? It's a nevela. Yes, which also has the characteristic of treifa, which gives you another malchus. But by describing it as treifa, you're not really telling me what it is. You're picking out one aspect of it, which it does have, but you're not really giving me what it is. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure about the lashon ikar. Perhaps it's just like it's defines for you. I'd say is if you have this object, what is it? Primarily, it's a nevela. Secondarily, it's also treifa. And I'd say because the nafkamina of tuma. That's what I'm saying. You're saying, Levi, different angle, that which I like also, is that now you have in front of you a dead animal, a corpse. And a corpse is, you want to know, well, is it a corpse, a shechita corpse, or a nevela corpse? So it's a nevela corpse. Now, it happens to be that it's a nevela corpse of a sickly dead, sickly animal, a treifa, and therefore it still has its status of treifa. But it's more primarily, it's what is it? It's a dead animal. It's not in general, a treifa is a living animal. Right? Now, it's true, tells us all, a living animal which gets a treifa never loses its shame treifa because when it dies and it gets nevela. But that's almost like a relic of what it had. It got that, yes, you know, when it was alive, and it still has it. But right now, I don't have a living, walking around sickly animal in front of me. I have a dead animal. What kind of dead animal? A nevela. So tell me, this is a nevela. But if you tell me elotrephos, what are elotrephos? Hole in the heart. It's an animal which is a perfectly fine corpse. It's a good corpse. But the only way I could answer it is by harking back to what it was. It's elotrephos. So elotrephos means those perfectly good dead animals which are usher because of their prior status when they were alive, they were sickly. So that, like, you hark back to that status if that's all you got on it. But if you got a more direct thing right now, it's a nevela. It's an animal who's never shechted. So just tell me that. You know? Just tell me that. Unless you would say, that's why I think my thing is also important, is that if there was a nafkamina of treifa or something, then you could say that. You know? Which is kind of what Tosos asks. Maybe it's telling you that because of another, you know? It's actually what he says. Is maybe it's telling you a treifa, because it's when it's still alive. So according to what you're, you know, according to what you're saying is, yeah, that's good when it's dead, but maybe it's when it's still alive. So that's what he answers. No, it's not talking about it. You look in the Mishnah, it's not talking about when it's still alive. It's talking about when it's dead. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's fine. Let's move on. Are we good? Okay. So let's get back to our Gemara. So what is our Gemara saying? So Rava, okay, we're up to back to the Cheshon of our Gemara. We have one more little problem in Rava and a solution. That's what we're going to do now, okay? So again, let's just remember what we're up to. So the Mishnah says that when you do Shechita, if it already has a cut in its simen, you do Shechita, it's not a good Shechita, it's an Avela. The other Mishnah says Eilu Trefos, a hole in the lung is a Trefa. A hole in the pipe is a treifa. Stira. Right? Treifa means only treifa. No. So what does Rava say? He says, no, the Mishnah on Elo Treifos means Elo Asuros. It's not only listing treifas, it's listing animals, dead animals, which are Asur. Some of these are Nevela, some of them are treifa. Right? The holes in the pipes are Nevelas. The other ones are treifas. So now the Gemara asks, really? That Mishnah is not only listing trefos, but it's also listing nevelos. But the, I'll tell you what, I have some other nevelos that it should have listed, which it didn't list. And therefore, if you could do that, it weakens the supposition that the Mishnah was listing nevelos and trefos. If I could show you that the list is only listing all the trefos and there are other nevelos which it left off the list, I could show you that the Mishnah there was not listing nevelos and trefos, but the Mishnah was specifically listing trefos. So therefore, it's not a good answer anymore to say that it was talking lav dafka and it meant aser, and it was meant nevelos and trefos, because all the other nevelos that we know about aren't on the list. Right? So that's what he's going to ask now. Okay? I will show you two other cases which are similar to this, which we know are nevela, and it didn't list them. Okay? So that's what we're up to. So Gemara says like this. It says, V'lachshov nami d'chizkia. Okay, d'chizkia is the last word on the line. It's like 10 lines down on lam beis and beis. V'lachshov nami d'chizkia. D'amar chizkia, asa'a gistera nevela. If you make it a gistera, then it's a nevela. What's a gistera, you ask? What's a gistera? So Rashi. Oh no. I forget what it means. Gistera, do I have this here? Aleph? I think it means like you. Like some sort of cutting off of it. One second. Aleph, chav, aleph. I'm an aleph. I forget what it was. It's somehow like you do like a guillotine. I think gistera comes from some like French word or something. It's like basically you like cut it in half somehow, but it's still alive. Still jumping around. I saw a gistera on a vela. Nitel ha-yerach v'chalol shel ha-nevela. So what are these things talking about? Two cases. Gistra, Rashi says, shechatchal rachva. You cut it widthwise. O b'tzavara kula o b'shedra ar ha-chalol. Kol davar ha-chalok l'shnayim kari gistra. It's almost like you somehow cut the animal in half. In its neck or in its backbone. I don't know exactly. But I don't know. I'm not sure which. Alurachba. So maybe it's like lengthwise. Right? So it's like you sever its spine in half. Something like that. But it's still jumping around and walking around and, you know, something like that. So that's a nevela. Or nitel chalal shal yarech. You get rid of its thigh. Right? And the chalal shala, not just the bone, but you actually take out somehow sort of the internal organs, I don't know, something like that. Some like serious thing you do to these animals. Okay? So those things are nevelos. Okay? They're nevelos. You can't do shechita on them. That's halacha. Okay? They're nevelos. Okay? But, the Mishnah didn't list those. Even though those are halachas, that they're nevelos. Right? Right? The Mishnah didn't list them. So apparently the Mishnah is only listing trefos, is not listing nevelos. Right? Which is a kasha. Because now Rava can't claim anymore that it's listing nevelos and trefos. So what is the Gemara answer? And this is what I'd like to understand. It says, so lochshana d'chizkida d'chizkida saw gistra nevela, v'lochshav nami d'arbalazor, d'arbalazor nitla yarach v'chal shal nevela. So those two cases. It says, ki katani nevela d'lo mitama'a mechayim, aval nevela d'mitama'a mechayim lo katani. That these are funny nevelos. Those are nevelos that it's like the walking dead. Okay? It means the thing is still popping around. Okay? You totally mangle it, but it's still popping around. It's not just a mortal wound. You momish like, you've been terrible, cut in half, whatever. It's still moving around, even though it's still alive. Right? Moving around, not for long, obviously. It's metame, right then, like a dead animal. It's halachically dead. It's a nevela, right? It's like it's a corpse. Eye is moving, forget it. It's dead. Eye, why is it moving? I don't know. It's like a chicken without a head. It's dead. Okay? It's dead. It's a nevela. Mechayim. That is not in that Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about wounds. Mortal wounds, right? Mortal wounds in the heart. Mortal wounds in the lungs, in the pipes, right? And some of those mortal wounds happen to be trefos. Some of them happen to be nevelos because the ones in the pipes prevent you from doing shechita. But that's not a... When I say that if it has a hole in its pipe, that it's a nevela, we don't mean it's a nevela now, and this is your point before, Shmuel. We don't mean right now it's a nevela. It just means it's not possible to do shechita on it. So therefore, whenever it's going to die, it's going to be a nevela. But until it's, when it's walking around, it's not a nevela. If you touch it while it's walking around, it's not a nevela. So it's saying is, that's what it's listing. It's listing all those mortal wounds, which, after they're dead, some of which are nevela, some of which are chayva. But it's not listing the ones which were walking dead. Right? It's not listing that. So I just wanted to, could we explain that? Could we justify that? I mean, okay, it's nice to say that. That's not what it's listing. But could we justify that a little bit? And again, I'm not sure if this is like a pshat question, a svara question, but I don't know, like, just could we figure out what's the sense in that klal? Okay? You can't just say, oh, it's not discussing that. Well, why not? Because it's only discussing things that start with the letter shin. And that's not a fair, right? You can't just say that. It's cheating. If you're telling me that the Mishnah is listing the veilos and treifos, then list out also. So that has a difference in that it's a nevela when it's alive. Okay, fine, so it's different. But whatever. But what's the unification of what the Mishnah is discussing such that that's not discussing that? Say it another way. That, see, there's a difference between a mortal wound and killing an animal. Okay? If I make a hole in the heart, I've inflicted a mortal wound. If I make a hole in the lung, I made a mortal wound. If I make a hole in the pipe, I've made a mortal wound. Right? If I cut the animal in half, I didn't make a mortal wound. I killed the animal. Okay? A mortal wound means where I give it a wound such that it's going to die at some point in the future. And now I create a status and Isura, whatever it is. But if I chop the thing in half, halachically, I didn't make a mortal wound. I killed it. It's in Avela Mechayim, which means it's dead, halachically. Halachically, right now, it's a dead animal. It's in Avela at this moment. So that's a totally different type of a halacha. The subject of the Mishnah is animals that, prior to their death, got mortal wounds. And because of those mortal wounds, they're never going to be kosher. Sometimes they're not going to be kosher because their mortal wound is going to render it a nevela. Certain time the mortal wound is going to be ma'akev shchita and render it Certain times it's going to be a mortal wound is going to render a treif because it's a treifa. It's a sick animal. Sometimes it's going to be even worse than that. The mortal wound is going to prevent you from doing shchita. But it's not discussing mortal death, killing. See, cutting it in half isn't a mortal wound. The mortal wound means the animal is living, but it has a condition which is going to kill it. Now, these guys, the cutting in half, is physically living, but halachically it's not. It's menevel mechayim. It's saying it's so messed up that it's basically halachically it's dead. So that's not a mortal wound. That's not what the Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah is discussing animals which, prior to you slaughtering them, they got a wound. And they're not allowed to eat them because of what happened to them prior. Okay, but again, but when I kill it through cutting it in half, that's it. The thing is, it's just dead. So I just killed it by shooting in the head. It's not listing if I shoot the animal in the head either. Right? I shoot the animal in the head. And then I do shechita. It's already dead. Right? So it's not, there's not listing straight up cases of nevela. If I shoot it in the head, I didn't do shechita. Of course, that's not in the Mishnah. So now if I chop it in half, that basically is a shot in the head. It's moving around. Whatever. I shoot it in the head, maybe it also moves around. But I can't do shechita on it because it's dead. You can't do shechita on a dead animal. But the Mishnah is talking about where I did shechita on a living animal, but it had a mortal wound. Now it just happens to be, sometimes the mortal wound is going to be just dead, a treifa. Sometimes the mortal wound is going to be in a place where it's ma'akev, my shechita. But whatever, they're both in the Mishnah because they're at least in terms of the case, it's the same case. It just has, that's what Rav is saying. The Mishnah is not lav dafka telling you what trefa is. It's describing trefa loosely, descriptively, our mortal wounds in an animal. It just happens to be sometimes a mortal wound is in this strategically placed such that it has a consequence that it makes it unavailable. But it's still, the Torah is a mortal wound. The mortal wound means the animal which is alive, but it's going to die. But again, the cutting it in half is actually killing the animal. That's not a mortal wound altogether. That's simply not the subject. That's not the types of cases which are being discussed. The Mishnah is not just discussing everything in the entire world. It's discussing a certain type of things, mortal wounds, and it's telling you their status. And I tell you two statuses which result from mortal wounds. But it's not discussing an entirely different thing about if I shoot the animal in the head or whatever, any which way an animal could die. So Gistera is basically killing an animal. It's an Avela Mechayim. And you see that it's killing it because you see it's an Avela. How could it be an Avela if it's alive? Avela is dead, but apparently it's so messed up. That popping around apparently is not defined as chias. I guess that's what it's saying is the moving around is not defined as life. When the animal is so messed up with these cases, the moving around is not a siman. Normally, I guess, the moving around is indicative of life. And therefore, it's not dead until it stops moving. Right? Like by Averman Achai, for instance. So for a guy, for a Jew, for a reason I'm talking about a guy. The guy's not Averman Achai until the thing stops tremoring or whatever, that's Averman Achai. It's not dead because it's still a siman of life. But apparently, if you mess it up so bad, then the movement is not indicative of life. That's it. It's an Avela Mechayim. It's that already. Right, that's what he's saying. You with me? Okay. If you didn't follow that last thing, that's okay. What we do now is a continuation of the earlier thing we were doing, which I think you guys all followed. So Rish Lakish learns like this. A new answer. What's the question that he's answering? The question was, is that in our Mishnah, it says that if the thing has a cut in the pipe, it's an Avela. You can't do Shlita on it. The Mishnah in Ela Trefos implies that it's a Trefa. The cut in the pipe does not prevent Shlita, does not make it an Avela. It's merely a Trefa. Rava's answer was no. It didn't mean Trefa, it meant Avela. But Rish Lakish doesn't want to say that. He wants to say that a hole in a pipe, You could still do the shechita on it. That's what the Mishnah in the Eil Trefa says. Implies. So our Mishnah says that once there's a hole in the pipe, you can't do shechita. So he says it depends. It says, Rish Lakish Amar, Kan b'makah shachal b'makam chatach, Kan shachat shalom b'makam chatach. It depends. Again, here's the case. It has a hole in its food pipe. Okay, it has a hole in its food pipe right here. Okay, here, wherever here is. Okay, right here. Now I take my shechita knife. There's two cases. I take my shechita knife and I stick the shechita knife right here. Same here. And I cut. That's one case. Versus I take my shechita knife and put it there in a different location on the pipe and I cut. Okay? He says that makes all the difference. And let's see how he explains. He says, if I do it in the place of the chatach of the kat, nifsala b'shlita hi, then it's like a bad shlita. It messes up the shlita, which in line with the way we're thinking about it, because then you're basically just continuing the previous kat, and now that's not half of it is shlita, half of it is this other thing. So that's a messed up shlita. That's an avela. But shelo b'makom chatach, if I cut it in an entirely different location on the pipe, ki davar afikar moli pasal damya, that's like a hole in the heart. It's like a hole in the heart. What's there was a hole in the heart? It was a hole in over there, somewhere else on the pipe. The point is, I did my shechita perfectly fine shechita. So the fact that I had a hole somewhere else, what do I care about that? What do I care about that? So Rish Lakish is just saying is you could work out the Mishnah. The Trefos is just saying is if it has a hole in the pipe somewhere and I shecht somewhere else, then it's only Trefos. I did a perfectly good shechita. But our Mishnah is saying is if in the very same location you make a little cut, which is not shechita, and then you cut in that very same spot, so then that's not Trefos, that's an Avela, because the very shechita becomes messed up. Right? Which seems to be a reasonable way of looking at this. Right? Yes. So that's going to be the question, is what's the machlokas between Rish Lakish and Rava? Right? Rava apparently held that once the thing has a hole in the pipe, then you can't do a shechita on it. Right? Once it has a hole in the pipe, you can't do a shechita on it. Period. I don't care if you do another place, same place. The point is, you can't do shechita on it. Once the pipe is severed, tough. It's not shechita. It's an veil. According to Rish Lakish, it depends. If it has a hole in the pipe, if you continue that same cut, then it's an avela. If you cut somewhere else, it's the same thing as if it had a hole in the heart. Right? So maybe let's try for tomorrow to define that machlokas.